Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Monday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room. Everybody's got something to say. Eddie, I didn't write this intro.
Oh, boy.
I apologize in advance. Boy. He edits all the video for the show, and most everybody agrees, hey, man, just let your hair go. Cut it off. Stop hiding it. I didn't write that, Eddie.
Who did?
I don't know.
Yeah, let's find out.
It shows up on my desk. Here he is, producer Eddie, everybody.
Guys, I was driving home the other day, and I was pulling into my neighborhood, and there must have been 50 cop cars with their lights on. What is going on? So I slowly get in there. They're waving me through, and I pull over after I pass all the stuff, and I get out. I'm like, what's going on, officer? And so they're like, this is ridiculous, but we were on a high-speed chase for like 30 minutes. This guy, he stole a car, and he's driving all over town. He decides to pull into my neighborhood. Hey, dummy, it's a one-way in, one-way out.
Oh, he can't get out.
So he drove around.
Running from the cops?
Running from the cops. He drove around three times until they finally barricaded him. And they arrested him right there on the spot.
And they told you all that?
Yeah. Hey, you know.
What?
No, I don't know.
He was just like, what's up, Eddie?
Oh, he knew who you were?
Yeah, dude.
Oh.
That's the only way you're going to get information. They're not going to tell you anything.
Nobody was hurt, though, in your neighborhood. He didn't break.
No one.
I would just think, if you're going, it's over anyway, you run in someone's house, you hide in there.
Yeah, run in the woods, anything.
Man, he went and was like, right.
That's
right.
Bonehead story of the day.
Wow.
Dummy.
Okay. Thank you for that, Eddie. Glad nobody was hurt in your neighborhood.
Me too.
Up next, he claims to be the boss of Valentine's Day, but in reality, his wife probably just throws all his gifts away. Here he is, Lunchbox, everybody.
Yeah. You guys now have a chance to have a great piece of memorabilia. Up on eBay now is a strand of Michelle Branch's hair. She came
Wait,
in our.
What? You can't sell people's body stuff from the studio.
She came in here last week and she sat in one of the white chairs over there. And when she got up, she left a strand of hair behind.
That's disgusting.
It's so creepy.
And you can't sell someone's DNA.
I'm not selling her DNA. I'm selling her hair.
That is it's DNA.
I'm not saying you do what you want with it. Frame it. Put it on the wall.
Scuba, we can't have him put this up. We can't have artists coming in thinking if they leave a hair behind, it's going to be put on eBay.
Yeah, I think morally it's probably not the best.
No, she didn't know
us.
She was going to leave it behind.
That's
accident.
That's even worse.
Right, that's even worse. She didn't go. If she said, hey, I left this hair behind for you to sell, we'd be like, we got it. But just because a hair was left on a chair.
So what if she's out in the garage, she spits a thing of gum out. Can I pick it up and sell it?
I think in the early 2000s, late 90s, that was a thing. But now it's just kind of lame, right? Like, we shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I'd pull it if it is up. I would not want to be associated with
it. I even scooped it up in a cup, and I have a plastic cover over it, so there was no damage to the hair and has not been touched since it went off her head.
Okay, that's embarrassing, and we should probably not have that up online. Scoob, I'll let you be the bouncer here during the break.
Okay, all right.
If you need to throw his computer and smash it into the ground, you have my permission.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, we can't do that, but I'll let Scuba handle that, you know?
Always shooting down my...
But what were you wanting for it? Like, what was the goal?
Well, the opening bid, $5.
But what was the goal?
I mean, I was thinking I'd get $100.
For a hair?
Michelle Branch? She's
and
big.
Then how much were you going to give to charity?
Well, none.
All right.
The charity didn't help me get that hair.
Yeah, it did, because that's what brought him in. Scuba, you handle this?
Yeah, I'll handle it for sure.
All right, thanks. Let's go over to Amy. Her Instagram contains secrets from the kitchen. Her cinnamon rolls with sausage gravy remains her favorite Christmas tradition. Here she is, Radio Amy.
I've started to play Fortnite.
What?
You're a gamer?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So it's something that my son has asked me to do. Sometimes before we go read for bedtime, we do about 15 minutes of games. And we have split screen. So he's got his little guy, I got my girl, I'm doing my thing. I'm horrible at it. And I have a whole
Does he get mad at you, though, if you die and you're playing together? Or do you play against each other?
I don't think we're playing against
each
other.
She doesn't know what she's doing.
Oh, boy.
Good question. But he is, yes, to answer that question, he gets very frustrated with me because, Mom, you're going to die. You're dead. Mm. Like, I keep dying. But I have a whole new respect for gamers.
Thank you.
It is very...
Thank you.
It's hard. You're having to think about a lot of different things.
Yo, tell me about it.
Press all the different buttons. Yeah. And he's like, press the square.
I'm going to get my wife on the phone. Tell her just how amazing it is and how hard it is.
Circle.
Circle. Yes, yeah. That's him yelling at me.
Do you want to be better? Or?
Oh, no. Zero desire. But I do enjoy the time with him. And I think just naturally, the more I play with him, the more I'll get it down. But
you'd think.
The other day, I got a banana.
Good for you. Before you started playing or in the game?
No, in the game.
Oh, good for you.
I have one right now.
Yeah, at your desk?
I brought it this morning.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
I don't know what the banana does for me, but.
All right.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he's a doctor of letters, and with his sports show, he tries to help the betters. Bobby Bones.
Oh, betters. 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 Yeah, it's good. So Cameron Marlowe, he's been on this show before. He did my podcast. Let me play you a clip of Giving You Up. Because I'm giving you up. Remember, he came in and he did Johnny Cash?
Mm-hmm.
We were all like, holy moly. Mm-hmm. So he came over and we were talking, this is weeks ago, and he had a voice memo, which you just record on your iPhone, and a lot of artists will record into their phone an idea, and then that voice memo will go into a real demo, and that demo turns into a song. And he's like, I have this voice memo here, and I just kind of did it as like a screw you to the industry. But I don't know. He just put it out as a song a couple days ago. Just straight voice memo, and it sounds like a voice memo. But you can hear this full interview with him. Just go to the Bobby Cast. It's episode 384 with Cameron Marlowe. Time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm recently single. I've been trying my hand at dating apps. I was swiping through last night and saw a familiar face. It was my friend's boyfriend. They've been officially dating for 8 months. He's far from single. From the looks of it, the profile still seems active. I recognize one of the profile pictures of a picture they took together that he cropped her out of. We're not the closest of friends, but we run in the same group, so I do see her often. Is it something I should bring to her attention, or do I just let it be? Signed, in a sitch, but don't want to be a snitch.
Oh.
All right, let's go to Morgan first, who has been on the apps more than we have in the last few years. Go ahead, Morgan.
I mean, I would tell her. I've ran into this before and it's happened, and I always tell them because at the least she has the information. What she does with it is totally up to her.
How close do you have to be of a friend to be able to bring this up? Because she says they run together. They see each other a lot, but they're not super close. But just running together, is that enough?
I think so. There was a girl that I saw, somebody's on there, and her and I really never talked, but we've had good experiences together. I still told her. I'm like, hey, just a heads up. Listen, you got to look out for each other.
Did she get defensive? She get really defensive?
No, she was like, hey, thanks for telling me. I think everybody will appreciate it in the long run. And if they go crazy, that's on them.
Lunchbox, what do you think?
It's not your chili. Why does everyone want to get involved in someone else's chili? Like, don't mess with it because all you're going to do is mess up that friend circle. Because if you tell her, she's going to be like, oh, we can't hang out with this chick anymore. She's spreading rumors about my... No, leave it alone. Let them figure out their business. Stir your own chili. Make it how you want it. Don't mess with other people.
Hopefully you screenshotted it. And you don't say it, then you go and look and you can't find it.
Yeah, because it's not a rumor.
Yeah, and then also I would say the chili thing's mostly if it's just not your business or nobody's getting hurt. Somebody could be getting hurt or she could be getting cheated on. I think you could step in to do that because that is you maybe keeping her from being in pain or being made a fool of. Mostly it's like, don't get somebody's chili. It's just their business.
That's their business. It ain't yours. It's their relationship. Maybe she's allowed him to go on the dating app.
She'd probably tell you that. I probably don't think that's it.
It's also going to be much worse if you allow the cheating to happen. Then the friendship is really going to be ruined because then you're going to know and that's going to get worse.
It'd probably be weird around them if they're together. Yeah, I don't know. This is a chilly situation. And I'd probably say something, but it'd be weird and tough. And I could feel her getting defensive at first and then thankful. But I would want to have a screenshot before I couldn't just go.
You
can't prove what you saw or what you think you saw or the picture that he was cut out of. So I guess my answer is going to be I'd say something, but I would only do it with something definitive. Right there. Here it is. This is it.
And other than that it's chilly.
That you're
it's
your
chilly
own.
Till you don't have the actual mm-hmm. thing, yeah. But if you cut the girl out of a picture and you have that proof, that's active.
That's crazy, man.
If it says online now, that's active.
Okay. We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
This guy spent 30 seconds unconscious when he was free falling while skydiving. Like he jumps out and 30 seconds of it, he just unconscious, doesn't remember.
Oh.
It got him quick. Luckily, he came back. He had a seizure. Like he jumped, it seizured. He kind of comes out of it while still falling in the air.
Wow.
Sometimes I don't know if it's nighttime or daytime when I wake up, and I'm not even falling because I'm like, it's 3 p.m., 3 a.m. What if that happened to you and you're spiraling towards your death?
Oh, crazy.
So he called it the scariest moment of his life. He goes through, he lived. And to me, we're trying to reschedule Eddie skydiving because he's going to go skydiving.
After hearing this.
Right. Wow. Does this change your mind at all?
I mean, it's just one of those things that I've never gone skydiving before. I'd like to do it sometime before I die, but...
Or you do it and then you die.
Yeah. Ooh, well, that right would be doing it before he dies.
It was miserable. I hated every second of it. So good luck.
Somebody was telling me, like, you got to keep your mouth... Is it open or closed? Or else it like... Blah, 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 blah,
well,
like,
no, you do it open for a little bit because it's funny. It's like sticking your head out the window. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like the dog went... Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but
you can get bugs in it.
Cold
maybe that's
there.
What they were saying.
You're still in to do it.
I'm in, man. I want to do it. I really do.
So we're still working on rescheduling Eddies with the U.S. Army. That's who you want to do it with, though.
Somebody, yeah, pros like that.
Like, I did that's it with somebody legit. Off the street. I was like, caller 10, let's go. We jumped off and stretched. We'd never done it before.
But I do want to land in America. Like, I don't want to go to another country. You know what I mean?
Well, no one's wanting you to do that.
Yeah, we never said
the Army, you know? I don't know where they're going to drop me off.
You're not enlisting yet.
You're not
enlisting moving to a base.
The Army's here.
Morgan does claim, by the way, she runs our social media, all of our digital. She says now that she has the best picture that's ever been taken in the studio, in the history of all the pictures. Is it an artist?
An artist is in it, yes.
But it's not like a close-up cool picture?
No.
What is it?
It's of Lunchbox doing a crossword puzzle while you're interviewing Dierks Bentley in the background.
Oh, my goodness.
No way.
So he's just messing around, not paying attention?
Yeah, not at all. He's like full on playing a crossword puzzle. It's taking over his computer. His head's down.
I thought you were like not doing the distracting stuff like Facebook or crossword puzzles while the show was happening.
No, I got off Facebook. Like, I haven't been doing Facebook.
So Friday in the middle of this interview, we're live. I'm like, Lunchbox, how do you feel about what Dierks just said? And you're like, 4-letter word for pickle.
Honestly, of all the Friday morning conversations we've done in the 10 years we've been here, you've made me... Ask me my opinion on one of them. You usually do the interviews because that's what the Friday morning conversation is. We kind of sit back and we...
Way more than one, but okay.
Okay, but you know...
Now he's putting people in with him.
We?
Eddie's running video. Amy's always involved. Morgan's... Everybody has to be involved except for you.
And obviously, I was just like, okay, I'm just chilling. Like, I'm not really going to say anything in this interview, so I might as well, you know, stimulate my brain a little bit with some crossword.
I mean, but the funny thing is, Dierks even referenced him like... He said, oh, yeah, I might ride my bike. Some stuff I never know if it's on air or off air, but he brought up Lunchbox and, like, said his name. So sometimes the artists engage with you.
And I said, what up?
But did you?
I don't know.
Four down.
No.
And why crossword puzzles?
Well, it was just, it's something to do besides Facebook.
Work. The time, yeah.
Work. I mean, you're working.
I am working.
Paying attention. Okay.
And so, like.
Is the picture good?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Can you post it?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to post it on our website for
sure. I mean, Lunchbox couldn't. I'm interviewing Dierks and he is. He's waist deep in a crossword puzzle.
Yeah, like his fingers are on the computer. It's not like it's just sitting there. He's using it.
Mm.
I think yesterday he completed his till like 8 a.m. Like it was pretty early when he completed his.
He does it every day?
Every day, Bones.
During the show?
Yeah.
Even during the regular part of the show?
Yeah, like right now. Oh, it's not on now. But
well, yeah, probably because he exited as soon as he knew what was coming up. You said you were off Facebook Messenger, so you just went to something else.
Yeah, I needed something to like get my attention.
The show, your job.
I pay attention to that sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of Dierks, have y'all noticed something he does now? He used to not do it.
Close his eyes?
No, he's always closed his eyes.
Right? No, way back.
What?
I feel like it's getting more.
Closing his eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I'm not saying it's bad. I just didn't. I don't.
I like it.
I know. I went asking, like, what are you thinking about?
Oh, you know what we should do?
Probably, this is crossword puzzle.
Hold on. guys, this is. We can add this to the interviews. I can ask them one of the clues on the crossword. That can be my role in the conversation. I'm like, hey, why were you here?
Riveting.
Can you help me with 12 down? And I can give them the clue and see if it's this many letters.
I don't hate it.
I mean, it's great.
I don't hate it.
But you're going to keep him doing these.
I know, but if he's going to do it anyway, might as well get something from it.
Well, I mean,
it's
going to
be 10 minutes of them thinking, like 12 down. Another
but way. I don't hate it.
Okay. Man, that just came to me.
Hey. We got lemons.
Wow.
We're going to make some lemonade out of this. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
My creative juice is flowing.
Okay.
You turned it around.
We're going to play. What do you have? So you don't have one up right now, though?
No, I can pull it up.
No, we're good.
You did earlier.
He's like, I don't know. I guess there's some. Whoop, there it is. And it's a third of the way completed already.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
You know those videos I was telling you about where people get on and they go, if everybody just sends me $1, I can pay off my car.
Yeah.
Or I can do this for me, or I can do this for me. Well, a couple weeks ago, Garrett Jones, a teacher at Rocky Mountain Middle High School in Heber City, Utah, hopped on and was like, hey, everybody give me $1. But he was like, I don't want to use it for me. I actually want to pay off all the outstanding lunch fees of every student at his school.
Wow.
Quote, the last thing a kid should be worrying about is how much they owe for meals at a place they're legally obligated to be. The video went viral, viewed over 5 million times, and the next day, Garrett had received more than $2,000 in donations. Did a later video and was just like, thank you. I can't believe it. And I'm super pumped people sent this in. I did one. It was like, hey, I don't want it for me, but give it to me. And I had to cap it at like $960. I was like, please stop sending me money. I didn't know those people would send me money.
It was getting out of control.
Well, I didn't want it. That was a lot of responsibility. I'm not Batman. You know, or Spider-Man.
Yeah, you're not. You're
you
not.
You know?
Yeah.
Nope.
The power has responsibility. And so I gave $200 to a girl at Sonic. And the grocery store's coming after we'd finished the second one, but one of my friends, he's like, there's this woman that works at, I don't want to say the place, and she's always so nice, and she's always working like crazy. So he has some money to go and give her. So once we find that one, then we're going to move on to the next one. I just can't have five going at once because I'll forget, and I'll just spend all my, I'm like, Kaylin, I think I spent $1 million in TikTok money on, I don't want that to happen. So... But this is an awesome video that the guy did, and the fact that people would just Venmo him that money, that's super cool. What were you going to say?
Oh, just that these are the lists we need to clear. Like, I love teachers'
lists. Not lunchboxes?
Well, right. Excuse me.
And I think this is one we don't think about often, is maybe just reaching out to your local
That's the key.
School.
It's not easy to reach out to a school and ask, and then it feels awkward. And
I know.
This guy made it. But again, I don't know that you can trust every single person that does this.
Yeah.
Right, they could just say they do it and then take the
money. I wouldn't trust anybody. I wouldn't trust me.
He's a teacher. I trust him.
Well, yeah, teachers. I mean, you know, I trust all teachers.
I trust them too because it's only $1, right? Like, what's worst case if you give somebody $1 and they go?
Well, he got $2,000.
But that's not $2,000 of your dollars.
Right.
What's worst case scenario is you give him $1 and you're just betting he's going to do something good with it. It's not like you gave him $500.
Yeah.
But I like it. Garrett Jones, Rocky Mountain Middle School in Heber City, Utah. That's really cool. Changing the world. $1 at a time. Love it. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good. It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
his name's Jelly Roll at Jelly Roll 615. He had a number one with Son of a Sinner.
I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner.
He's got this song now called Need a Favor.
I only talk to God when I need a favor.
He's doing a 44-date headlining arena tour. He's killing it right now. Ticketmaster or jellyroll615.com, and here he is, Jelly Roll.
Go!
On the Bobby Bones Show now,
Jelly Roll.
Jelly.
Good morning.
Do your friends call, what do they call you if it's, they don't call you Jelly Roll.
Jelly, no, they call me Jelly. That's. I knew we were going to be friends one day, Bobby, and that's when I felt it, right now, when you said Jelly. I was like, yes, it happened.
I just felt like,
friend.
I was like, Jelly. And he answered, and I was like, thank God.
Yes, I'm here, baby.
Hey, I want to tell you, man, you know, I'm up here and we hear music all the time. And rarely when a song comes on the radio do I still want to, like, listen to it. Because by the time it gets to be a hit, I've heard it 10 million times and I'm kind of over it. That being said, man, when your new song comes on, Need a Favor, that might be the best song on the radio right now. Let me play a little bit for everybody. Here, hit this.
I only talk to God when I need a favor.
Dude, this is a jam right now.
Whew, goodness, right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's like, it feels like a country song, but it feels like... like an alternative song. It feels like I don't even know. Like, when you wrote this thing, like, what was happening in the room?
The tempo, it just felt right. And it was the authenticity of us just telling the story of, like, How do you talk? I wanted that old back road Baptist feel, right? Like when they clap in church and do the up tempo. You know what I mean? Like,
I do.
I wanted that feeling.
You got it. I mean, I do that alone. Listen to this in the car, and I should not clap while I'm driving. I'm like, okay, I gotta chill out. Do you feel like now, because you've been wildly successful, and I don't want to say as an underground artist, maybe not even independent artist, because fame and success is so fractured now. Somebody can be wildly famous in one place, and you may not know them in another, different from the 80s and 90s, early 2000s. Like, you can sell out an arena like he's doing. Jelly Roll is so – he's killing it. But a lot of people, until he hit mainstream, maybe weren't exposed to him. He's getting, like, this all-new audience now. Do you feel like you've made it to a different level where people are knowing your music and recognizing you that never would have 3 years ago?
Dude, I think it's happening. I mean, it's my life is changing. Dude, I got to play a show. You remember, I went to the county jail, Bobby, and did a show at the jail I was locked up in. The sheriff, Nashville sheriff, Darren Hall, gave me a key to the jail. You talking about things I didn't think were possible. I mean, dude, you know, first of all, 20 years ago, I'd have took that key and turned into El Chapo, right? I'd have just took over the town. But it's just, 20 years later, it's hung up on my wall, and it's like a monument to me, like how much a man can change his life. So there's things happening that I'm just blown away with. The fact that I've become a regular on your show, my mother still don't believe it. I still call her like, you won't believe who I'm talking to today. She's like, not again. I was like, swear. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man.
Even when, like, Jelly Roll has a tour that he announced, and, like, he's going out, he's doing these massive shows, and I saw that some had sold out in pre-sale even. Like, they were getting close to selling out even in the pre-sale. Like, he's just killing it so much. But he's taking out with him, and the openers are all changing, Ashley McBride. Like, the direct support. And there's nobody better than Ashley McBride. And she's like, yeah, I'll come out and play right before you. Like, that's how much I, like, respect you and like you. Chase Rice, El King. At a Jelly Roll concert, what's happening? Because, again, you're very versatile. You do a lot of stuff. If I come to that show, what the heck is happening?
A little bit of a rock show, a little bit of a rap show, a little bit of a country show, hint of a back road tent revival. You'll get a laugh in there. I mean, it's an experience, man. It really is. It's I know all the, you know, that's our job is to, like, sell our show, but I promise that people walk away like, man, I felt a lot of emotions in that 90 minutes.
Tickets on sale now.
They're on sale, baby.
And there's not a lot left, I'll be honest with you. Ticketmaster.com or jellyroll615.com. Go to this show. It's a 44-date headlining arena tour.
Wow.
Arenas. It's amazing to see.
Awesome.
Like, for me, it's an amazing story because here's a guy that didn't have a lot of resources growing up. And because of the resources he didn't have, he had to make some tough decisions, ended up in a tough spot. And he did not use that as a reason to never get out of that tough spot. Here he is. He's killing it right now. And I hope he's a great example to a lot of folks out there listening that are in a tough spot right now to go, just because it's tough right now, I don't mean it's going to be tough always. And I think you're a real inspiration, man.
No, thank you, man. That's the goal, is I just want to help people the way music helped me. And I tell you this too, dude, Bobby, this is a true story, and I want to thank you and your whole crew for this. Darren Hall, the sheriff in Nashville, Tennessee, when they agreed to let me, because they let me set up a stage and film a performance for inmates, right? I mean, this was a really big deal. And when I asked him, I said, I can't believe you were so easy to deal with about this. He said, I heard your first interview on the Bobby Bones show, and I wanted to do anything I could to help get that message to our inmates.
Yeah, that's real, man. That's real.
Special.
That's a true story. Apparently, that thing's been shared a bunch. So that's been a big thing, man.
All right, a couple final questions here for Jelly Roll. Again, tickets at Ticketmaster.com or JellyRoll615.com. Lunchbox,
yeah,
first of all, wants to know if he's going to be in some sort of documentary.
Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll.
We went viral, Lunchbox.
Oh, yes, we did. We went viral, buddy.
Oh, he's fired up
now.
Yeah.
And look, you had the camera crews with you, and I know there's supposedly this reality show that's going, and you asked for the tape. Am I going to be in the reality show?
There is a chance you're going to be in the documentary. We'll see. I was just so proud of you for going viral, man. You deserve that.
Lunchbox is so happy right now.
The favorite part was how nobody gave you credit for it still.
No, nobody. Man, your wife posted it on TikTok. She didn't tag me.
Even Bobby said, I watched the clip. Bobby said, no, his wife went viral.
Recently, Lunchbox has been discovered for doing crossword puzzles while we do interviews, like just not paying attention. So he started to say he wants to bring one of these. This is what he's going to bring to the interview. So do you want to ask one of Jelly Roll?
Yeah, Jelly Roll, I need help on five down. It's a 7-letter word, and the clue is state. and the first letter is D.
That's it. Just state.
That's all it says is state.
So maybe we're thinking it's a state, but it's not. Maybe it's another type of state of
mind.
State of
depressed.
D-E-P-R-E-S-S-E. Yeah. Delaware.
Okay. We can go to
five. No, that's the one. We don't get it. We don't get it.
Okay. Did he get the D from an across?
Because maybe he got the across wrong. What's the D set up, Lunchbox?
Well, the across, five across is a brief swim, and it's three-letter words, and so it's dip.
Well, okay, well, this is terrible.
I've never heard it. Yeah, me either. We've
thrown
it.
Okay, you want me to solve the word?
Yeah, go. Oh, you can hit solve? Go.
I can hit solve word.
What is it?
Declare.
To state, to make a statement, to declare.
Oh. Did it say to state or state?
Oh, it says state.
Oh, boy.
Okay, look.
jelly roll. Or jelly.
Jelly, yeah. Appreciate it. Hey, good luck. You don't need my luck. Just keep pushing. You know, you're speaking for a whole lot of folks now, and I love to see it, and I hope you sell all the tickets and do all the shows, and I can't wait to see you again, man.
No, you're the man. I can't wait to come in and hang with y'all. Y'all are always good to me, man.
Right, there
Mama,
he is.
I love you. I know you're listening.
All right, jelly roll, everybody. See you, Joe. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2 liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES, only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Would never want a vanity license plate. That's a different level.
It's pretty cool though.
Yeah, that's your thing.
Yeah, it's a status symbol.
Why don't you have one then?
Well, I don't know. I haven't really. I mean, the Altima doesn't really
scream status.
Yeah,
it doesn't match up.
Yeah.
What would you get if you had like an awesome car? What would you put on the back?
BBS MVP.
Yeah, he likes MVP.
Why would you put Bobby Bone Show though? Wouldn't you do like your name or
sore loser?
All I do is win.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Yeah. Well, this guy in California, he's had the license plate Cash CASH registered in his name since 1970. Every year he just gets to renew it, gets to keep it. He's selling it for $2 million.
Wow, that is awesome.
He said every time he traded cars, the dealers tried to buy it from him. Every dealer in San Jose wanted it. He said, nah. And finally, he's going to sell it for $2 million.
Someone's going to buy that.
Well, why do they want cash?
I don't know anybody's going to buy it for $2 million.
I thought about, like, when you said that, before you even said the story, I thought rich would be a good one.
What if you're not, though?
Or what if your name is just rich?
Oh, that's good. If your name is Rich, I guess that would make sense.
Well, then just
Were
Eddie.
You saying it like your name was like Dick? Rich?
No, I'm Rich.
Got it. Or I'm Rich.
Oh, I could do I'm Rich.
I wonder if your name is Dick, if you can get that.
No, you can't.
Yeah, that's probably one of the words they don't allow. Yeah, that story's from UPI. But you'd like that?
I would love, $2 million would be a little steep, but that'd be awesome.
Not a little steep. That's all the way steep.
Yeah.
But the other story is this woman accidentally ate a $125,000 heart-shaped potato chip. So there was a chip that they had put in there. They said, hey, we have a chip in there. It's perfectly heart-shaped. Willy Wonka ticket style.
Okay.
Oh, like you're looking for this chip. It's like a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, they're like, go through and find the best heart-shaped chip. And it was perfect. And she ate it, and it would have won her $125,000.
Hey, I don't blame her on this. I eat chips all the time, and I'm not looking at them.
She didn't know.
But, like, sometimes I grab 10 chips at a time and just throw them in my mouth.
But did she think, like, oh, this looks like a heart. Cute. Ate it, and then she realized, oh,
she took a picture of it, too. Didn't know it was a competition.
Okay, that's dumb.
She was like, look how heart-shaped my chip is.
Oh, my God.
And then ate it, and everybody's like, no!
Gotcha. Wow.
That she's gutted upon realizing her mistake. She goes, but you know what? It's not the end of the world, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that would have been.
It's a perfect heart. That at 100.
I mean, that's $125,000.
Yeah. That's from Lad Bible there. That's a tough one. A voicemail from Sean in London, England.
So I'm a long-time listener, and I heard you all butchering the pronunciation of a famous British source for a while. So you asked Mike D the other day, and he also pronounced it wrong. So I thought I'd help you all out. So it's Worcestershire sauce, comes from the city of Worcester in the English Midlands, and the easiest way to remember how to pronounce it is to remember that the word starts the same as when you call someone a wuss. So, Worcestershire sauce. Have a good day, y'all.
How is it somebody so nice and was calling for such a good reason still sounded condescending? There was nothing about that was condescending at all. He was literally just calling to help, and I was like, oh, you think you're better than me, dude, don't you?
Worcestershire.
But because it's his accent, and that's just a better accent. That one's just a... Hello. Oh, you think you're fancy, do you?
You want to fight?
All right. Thank you, Sean. The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Zombies have been trending again because of HBO show The Last of Us, which
A+
I know
show.
You're obsessed with.
It's the best show, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So a new poll was taken and found that over half of Americans think they know how to kill a zombie.
Well, we've done a lot of research. Watching shows like The Walking Dead or movies. Just zombies, you have to take them out of the head.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that right?
According to the data, which is all the shows that I like. Like, you have to kill the brain. Huh. There are bugs that turn into zombies. Like, there is a thing that happens with some bugs where they're dead and they... So, it is possible, but the Last of Us, how that happened, I've never seen a zombie show actually go, this is how zombies can happen, and then I go, maybe they could.
Oh, great.
So the top weapons we want are a shotgun, a handgun, a bat, a machete, and a crossbow.
I'm going to move on the bat and the crossbow and say, really, no. The crossbow is the worst of all, but you want every gun, and you want long knives. You got to do some stabbing.
Yeah,
you
long ones.
Baseball bat's not going to kill it. You got to kill the brain. That's going to knock them down.
Why
maybe
no crossbow?
Maybe raiders or like humans that still haven't been affected. Baseball bat would be good for that.
Maybe a baseball bat with nails
crossbow,
coming out of it.
It's just... You gotta. The only thing about a crossbow is maybe if you make your own arrows.
Oh. Yeah, because you run out of
them. It's like loaded in. I spent a lot of time thinking about this. Mm-hmm. Like, my dream home is not a home, it's a bunker.
Oh, man.
Now, I'm not a prepper or anything in my mind, but in my mind, I am. And if this ever happens, some of you have already declared you don't want to be on my tribe, so don't come to my house.
Well, my next question was, who's the top person you trust in a zombie apocalypse?
Go. Yeah, it's me.
Yeah.
Well, now Bobby, yeah.
I've been strategizing for years. And when the bird flu was coming years and years ago, I built my own bird flu closet with all supplies. It never came, so I ended up donating them. But who knows what I got? Ready to go.
Of everyone you know, who'd be the first to be bitten?
Of all of us, you.
Amy.
What?
For sure.
Yeah.
You'd fall for it.
Yeah.
They would scam you.
Yeah, they'd knock on your door and say, I need help.
Trust me, I'm not infected. I'm not infected. Okay, cool.
Okay, fine. If a loved one turned into a zombie,
shoot
would you
him
be
immediately.
Able to take them? You would take them? No!
Yeah, no doubt.
But how do you know?
If I just have an inkling?
Oh, man.
Okay, well, they smell. Doom!
I need
Goodbye.
A blood test.
All right, what else?
Okay, so bachelorette parties, they are normally like you meet in Nashville or Vegas, and there's lots of drinking and bars and having a good time. Well, now they're turning into wellness retreats. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about how more guys for bachelor parties are doing golfing or calm trips.
We played basketball.
Yeah.
We played wiffle ball. We golfed. It was very, for us, it was very, I won't say wellness, but it was a lot of activities.
Yeah, because we still drank.
Yeah.
I didn't.
No, you didn't.
You guys went away from the party to drink. That's what happened. At night, we would do all the stuff that I wanted to do, and then I would go to bed, and like five of them would go and drink.
Uh-huh. Well, now for women, they're wanting to get away. They go to like a spa for the weekend, do yoga and things to rejuvenate themselves instead of drain themselves.
Okay.
You know, nicknames in country music, like an obvious one would be The King.
Sure, George Strait.
Okay, I'm going to run through a few. You tell me if you know who they are.
Go.
Toad.
Toad?
Toad?
I know. That's not a good nickname.
I don't know. Way. Is that somebody older right now?
Old, been around, but still around.
I don't know.
Blake Shelton.
Never heard of it.
He's the Toad?
Yeah. Big Dog Daddy.
Toby Keith.
You knew that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I knew that.
He wants me to call him that when I see him.
Duckman.
Riley Green? Mm-hmm, yeah. I thought that was his last. I still think it's his last name sometimes. Riley Duckman.
Mm-mm, Green. And let's see, another one would be the Hag.
Well, Merle Haggard. The Possum?
Yeah.
George Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Bo Cephas?
Hank Jr.
Chief?
Eric Church.
The Gambler?
Kenny Rogers.
Yeah. These are just the top nicknames. The last one, Man in Black. Duh.
Gosh. Will Smith, yeah.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Amber Strood is a nurse in Glendale, California. She just got done with a 12-hour shift. She's driving home down the highway, and all of a sudden traffic's coming to a stop, and she's like, what's going on? When all of a sudden there's a dog running loose on the highway and trying to not get hit by cars. And Amber's like, I gotta save this pup. So she opens the door, and here comes the pup running, whoosh, jumps right in her car and avoids getting hit by the other cars on the highway. And Amber's like, what am I gonna do with this dog? Takes it home, takes it to the vet, no microchip. So Amber's got herself a new dog.
Is there a fun name?
Like something with traffic.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, highway's cool.
They just called her Lucky Lady.
Well, lucky that she didn't get hit by a car.
Road dog.
Laney is what they should be calling
her. Ooh, Laney. I like that.
Laney's good. Or
Lucky Laney.
Or what was that noise?
Yeah.
That was the cars going by.
Oh,
yeah, when you go by.
I would think traffic would sound like zoom, zoom, zoom.
Not whoosh.
I thought that was a dog jumping into the car, honestly.
Too.
Like the sound. Whoosh.
Yeah.
Great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
So this guy was hiking and he needed help. He was lost. He couldn't get out of the woods. 37 years old. Spent the night out there and he's like, I don't know where I am. Everything's dead apparently. Like he couldn't find his way out. So he started a fire so that people could see him, but it spread.
Oh no.
Right. So a hiker started a wildfire trying to signal for help. Now he owes the government $300,000.
No.
They charge you for that?
Philip Powers argued that the wildfire he set in 2018 was necessary to save his life, but a court found that he was so unprepared in the hike that he created his own emergency because then the fire got big. The Forest Service helicopter responded and picked him up, but in restitution fees and 3 years of probation, $300,000, he owes it all.
He was lost.
He was going to die. I don't care how unprepared you are. If you're going to die, you do what you have to do to survive.
Well, no one's saying you shouldn't have done what but it's $300,000 now because they're saying he wasn't prepared for what he got himself into.
What did we learn from this?
Let's say I get stranded on a deserted road. Correct. And there's a grocery store that has and I break in the window. Am I going to get arrested for breaking and entering? I mean, I'm out of food. I've been there for a week. You know what I mean?
But if you do, that's okay because then you ate and lived.
Yeah, but then I got to pay for it?
I think he's fine. He's alive. It worked.
But $300,000, that's going to set him back for the rest of his life.
And he's only alive because he started the forest fire.
He did start the fire. Yeah. He owes so much money that it ain't so funny. But yeah, it's $300,000.
Wow. He'll get a GoFundMe.
But that's why it's a big news story because it's like, what would you do? Well, you start the fire. Hope they save you and just deal with the consequences because you don't want to die, even if the consequences are $300,000. But yeah, that's a stinker, huh?
Yeah, it's not good.
The Morning Corny.
What kind of life does a toilet paper live?
What kind of life does a toilet paper live?
It's generally on the roll.
Wait, that doesn't even make sense.
On a roll.
On a roll.
What kind of life? On a roll?
Yeah, like, you live on a roll.
That doesn't make sense.
What kind of student is this toilet paper?
Is this a joke? Are you guys messing with me?
Yeah, it has to be student.
You know, the honor roll.
Honor roll.
Okay. I have another one.
Is this some kind of prank where you guys are...
What are you guys?
And he was like, yeah, honor roll. He kind of tried to sell it.
The morning corny.
What did the toilet paper say to the other...
What?
I feel wiped out.
Okay.
That was the morning corny.
We're back, baby. Not even from vacation, a simple weekend.
Oh, boy.
Jeez. Amy, what's up with you?
Well, you mean by the fact that I had to discipline my 15-year-old daughter?
What happened?
Oh, she doesn't ever get in trouble. And she's been asking for... a fourth ear piercing in each ear for a while. Which, here's the thing, she's 15 and she already has three on each side. And I feel like we've
been... Is that a lot, though?
Yes.
It is? Okay.
For 15, absolutely. I didn't have multiple piercings until I was...
Can't compare you to her.
30.
I know,
Why?
But you can't compare you to her. Because you hate it when your mom did that to you. Like, well, when I was a kid, you can't.
Oh. Okay.
But I hear you.
Well,
okay.
So I feel as though we've asked her to please be patient with each one. We've sort of, when she's on her 13th birthday, second hole, 14th birthday... and then, you know, we built up from there, and I'm like, hey, let's just wait. You're turning 16 soon.
And she should respect that. I'm just saying don't compare you to her, but you can have any rules you want.
Okay. Yeah. Also, we're trying to, like, the reason why we're saying no, too, we have a reason. It's patience. Let's practice it.
Love it.
Because she doesn't, once she gets her mind fixated on something, it's all she can think about. So we're working through that, and she has had her hair down for, like, a week.
Oh, no.
And then her friend came over and braided it. And put it in a ponytail. And we're driving in the car. And I look over and I notice a fourth piercing. And I said, are those magnets? Because, you know, they make these magnet earrings. And she just stops and she goes, no. And she's got her friends in the back seat.
Oof.
Three friends in the back. And I slam on the brakes and pull over.
Amy, you're supposed to win. You went full embarrassing,
no,
mom.
No.
Oh no,
Amy.
You did the slam on the brakes. Oh,
with her friend. You even slam on the brakes, just you and her. That sucks. That's embarrassing.
It wasn't dangerous. I want to clarify that. We were driving really
slow. That's not while we're gasping.
No.
Did you slam on the brakes? The
safety of others. Who cares?
Because you were mad.
You're just humiliated her. Go ahead.
I know. It wasn't. It just that I was shocked because she is a respectful kid. Like, she does well. Like, we give her a lot of freedom because of that. And I just was so disappointed.
Did you see fire in your eyes?
No, I just couldn't believe it. Because I wanted to know. I wanted to know who, when, and how you paid for it. And so I pulled over to get that information. And I didn't want to be distracted.
The kids in the back seat?
Oh,
like,
their mouths were so wide. You know, like, oh, what is happening?
Yeah, did you take her out of the car to talk to her, or did you leave her in the car?
Well, one of the who's in the back is who did it.
Oh.
Mm.
And
with
I love,
ice, like numb.
I love this child. And she's
not
like
anymore.
She's like a daughter. I mean, I would care for her like she's a daughter when she's at my house because they're BFFs. So anyway, nobody's in trouble. It's not bad. I mean, I had to, the discipline, the consequences from it, that she had to take it out because I knew that would hurt her enough because she's wanted it. And you have to take it out and let's be patient. And they're going to have to grow in.
Mm.
And then you have to come up because trust has been lost, especially because she covered it up with her hair for a week. And then she couldn't answer me. I said, who, when, how? And she was just silent. She was like, I don't know.
She ain't snitch.
And then her friend in the back said, Miss Amy, I did it.
Wow.
And I said, okay. And I said, and did you know that she was supposed to wait? And she said, no. And I believe her. Like, the friend has a piercing thing.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and I said, is anybody worried about this getting infected? And so she was like, well, my left one does kind of hurt. And I'm like, okay. So, and then luckily the other two girls that are in the back, I said, how many piercings do y'all have? And they say one. And I said, would your parents get upset if you just randomly pierced a second hole? And they're like, yes, ma'am. Like, they would get so mad. We would be in so much trouble. So they kind of thought it was cool that she had three.
Now, they were scared of you because you slammed on the brakes with everybody in the car.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't slam it in a dangerous way.
I know, but you did pull the car over with all the kids in there.
Yeah, because I...
And good for you.
I was so...
Hey, I'm just... But it was... That's
shocked.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the word
good
I used.
You.
And then I
strong.
Used it because I was taking them to the mall to hang out.
And?
I didn't detour the trip.
Oh, I thought you turned this car around.
No, and I didn't make her take them out in that moment. I said, look, y'all have a fun day planned at the mall. We're still going to go. So we go to the mall, but we still have about a 10-minute drive. So I use this as a time to sort of explain myself and say, you know,
you know, when we're saying no, we have a reason. It's because we love y'all. We care about you.
You know how that lands, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I hope that maybe
their parents just don't understand. That's what we felt. That's what they feel.
No, I think I even said, and look, I get it. I was a teenager.
Oh, God.
No, you really don't get it.
Oh, no. Listen, kids, I get it.
I get
it. She turns her chair backwards and sits on it. Listen, I'm cool like you.
Yeah, I am cool. So.
Well, I'm sorry.
Anyway.
But also, good for you. That's strong.
Oh, yeah. So, consequences, earrings came out. They're already, which by the time we went up to have the talk to sit her down and say, hey, we need you to remove them.
You should have made her remove another one, too, and go to two as a punishment.
That's good.
Well, the other ones won't grow. They're already there.
Hey, that's showbiz, baby. So, they just sit there. Then.
So, we go up and we're thinking, oh, gosh, we're so nervous to say take it out. We say take it out. She goes, I already did. And they were gone. And then we said, and now you have to lead the family. Come up, Google it, do your research, come up with a trust exercise, and you're going to lead the whole family, including your brother, like in a trust exercise so we can start building that trust up, because that's what's happened here is trust has been broken, and we trust you with everything.
We gasp. We like it. That's strong mom. Strong mom.
Yeah, good job.
Strong
baby.
Mom. Strong mom.
Do
we
it.
Like that. Good for you.
Thanks.
I've been so embarrassed by her.
Oh, yeah.
She'll have that. She'll be telling that in therapy.
Who?
Your daughter.
No.
Mom slammed on the brakes with my friends in the car. It made me rip out my earrings.
But then I came off as cool. I still took them to
you
the mall.
You didn't come off as cool. No, you never did. Cool. You're the mom. No. You're not going to be cool.
I feel like I was relatable.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah. You're totally down to earth.
Whatever.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. All right, we're going to play the classic TV show catchphrase game. Ray, play the example that you played before the break.
How you doing?
That's
Friends.
Yeah. Easy.
Yeah, Joey.
How you doing?
Although it does suck to say Friends is classic.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's where the pain
is.
Comes. Okay, so we got John on the phone in Indiana. Hey, John, I'm going to talk to you for just a second. You good this morning?
Yeah, hey, I'm good.
So here's what we can do. I'm going to play this game because I don't... Ray's got all the answers over there. So you can pick that I win, or you can pick that anyone on that show, anybody else wins.
Come on, John.
Yeah, John, you know who's going to win, buddy.
Well, yeah,
let's go.
If Eddie, Lunchbox, or Amy wins, you'd win if you pick the show, or you can pick me.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I didn't even think I could pick you, Bobby, but I've always wanted to go with either Eddie or Lunchbox if I ever could get through.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, now's not the time.
No, it is, John.
Let's go, John.
Hey, fulfill your dream, John.
Let's go, John.
You've been waiting on this forever. Let's do it, buddy.
All right, let's get Eddie.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
So, he's picked the show. If any of you win, Eddie, Lunchbox, or Amy, John wins. If I win, John loses.
Okay, come on, guys.
Okay.
That's really threw John for a loop.
How many are there, Ray?
I mean, I can go all the way to 11 if you want.
Let's do 7.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Ray, go at number 1.
Go!
Oh! We're just looking for the show, not who made the noise?
Correct.
Okay. TV catchphrase game.
Go!
Oh! I'm in.
In
for the win.
I'll go first. That's the Simpsons.
Simpsons.
Look at everybody. Nice job. Next up.
Yada, yada, yada.
In.
Yada, yada, yada.
Did you say you're in?
Yeah.
Seinfeld. Good.
Yabba dabba doo!
In for the win.
In.
Yabba dabba doo!
Flintstones.
Looking good for John so far, folks.
It is.
Yeah.
There's only 4 to go, and John's just as in it as anybody.
That's right.
So if we tie it, does John win?
It'll go to sudden death.
Oh, boy.
You guys will pick
sudden
one.
Sudden death with you?
You guys will pick one representative to represent your team.
No.
Oh, John. I like this.
All right, here we go. Next. I'm in.
In.
No, don't do the impression of the noise.
Hey. I got something down. I'm in for the win.
What do you have, Lunchbox?
I have Happy Days.
That's it.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the Fonz, right, Ray?
Happy Days, correct.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Okay, go ahead.
Marsha.
Yeah. Hey. Put that in the lunch sack. Got that one.
Let's go. I'm in for the win.
Marsha.
Put that in the what?
Lunch sack.
Oh.
Take it to school. Eat it. Brady Bunch.
Stolen.
Yeah, Brady Bunch.
Brady Bunch.
Good. Only 2 left.
John!
Woo! John, this is all you, buddy. Go ahead.
Nanu.
I'm out.
Nanu.
Nanoot.
Oh, I know who that is.
You do?
Oh.
Nanu.
In. Stress free, guys. We got it.
I'm in.
I'll go with this. I don't know.
Man, yeah.
What can Nanoot, Nanoot be?
Nanu.
Good. Ian? What do you have?
Yeah. Rick and Morty?
No, but you're there.
What is it?
Yeah, you're there. It's not the same, but you're there. You know it's two names. Lunchbox?
Yeah, Gilligan's Island.
Mork and Mindy.
It's Robin Williams.
So you had the right idea, Amy.
It's Robin Williams' first show. Yeah.
Mork and Mindy.
Was he like in space or something? Like, or
he's an alien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, there's one more. Go ahead.
What you talking about, Willis? What you talking about,
Wolves?
In.
In.
In for the win.
In.
What do you have, Amy?
Family Problems.
That's a good show.
Different strokes.
Okay, so.
Oh, no.
That's 7. The only person that's tied with me is Eddie. Is Eddie going to be your representative to play me heads up?
You guys decide, I mean.
Yeah, I feel like we're getting into the classics, and he's going to know.
But it's getting old, guys. It's getting old.
That's what I mean.
Ray, how many are there left?
You're the guy.
We have 4 left.
Okay, so we'll do 3, Eddie. Speed.
Sure. I mean,
whomever wins, just buzz in with your name when you know
it. Be a little more competitive, Eddie. Let's go.
I have no confidence against Bobby. Confidence.
You're just as good at this as I am.
I can't beat you.
You're like, 7 for 7.
I've never beat you at this
game. Well, with that attitude.
Yeah, right?
I know what. I mean, I've never heard such a loser in my life.
Hey, John.
I'm playing.
Oh, you're playing?
Oh, he's playing. Oh, Eddie's playing possum. It's Eddie versus myself here for all the marbles. How you feeling?
Still good.
Okay, I like John.
He feels good.
He sounds so nervous.
Okay, ready.
Come on, Eddie.
Oh, boy.
Ray, are you ready? Play it, and we'll go.
Dynamite!
Bobby.
Why are you writing it down?
Oh, my bad.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Good times.
Yeah,
Did you have that?
Yeah,
I said it was speed round.
Okay, my bad.
No, I'm just making sure nobody yells it, right? Didn't I say it was speed round?
Yes, I got nervous.
I was like, why is he picking up his pin?
John, your guy really, as Arkansas Keith used to say, he really S'd the bed there.
Right.
Guys. Amy, you're on my team.
You weren't even listening to the rules.
Give it.
John's okay. I mean, literally, Eddie's
writing it down. He had it written down before Bobby said Bobby.
You were just over there sipping your coffee. Like he did sip his coffee. All the time.
Earlier.
Oh, next gosh. Up, here we go.
This is a big one.
Bobby.
Yeah, Elizabeth.
Sanford's son.
Wow. Told you guys, I can't beat him.
No, you could have. Look, you would be in sudden death, the final one right now, if you would have just said Eddie and said good time instead of writing it down. And so here would be the final
Why
one.
Why aren't you playing then?
Because you picked you.
I didn't pick me.
I didn't know
you
those
You
want to
do one more just for fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, you already won.
All right, go ahead.
Thank you very much.
Eddie.
There you go. Good job, buddy.
I don't know what that is. Oh, taxi.
Oh, my
God. I got that.
So you'd have won.
I waved him in for that one. I was like, come on, you can have this. Hey, John.
Goodness, Eddie, you let John
You didn't pick
down.
Me, buddy. I gave him the chance.
John, sorry, dude.
Yeah.
We told you, though, man. We never win against Bobby.
That's not true.
That is very true.
Thank you very much.
Name a time we have.
I can't do it.
Okay, so there you go.
Exactly.
It's this time every morning we do the news, and it's mostly just stories that I think probably would be a benefit for you to know. It's not like the real news, but who watches the real news, you know? All right, let's go.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Sometimes you read a story online and you go, this could change my life. It affects me in such a way that it could make my life better. It's from health.com. A vibrating smart pill could be the cure to constipation.
Yeah.
Wow, you need this.
Well, I have IBS so bad. I'm on TikTok IBS. I get all the IBSs on my TikTok feed. Like, people, don't eat this. This is my IBS story. Kind of a cool group of men. I don't mean to brag, guys, but I've had it forever. And so I didn't even know what it was, actually. I just thought forever I just am bloated and can't go to the bathroom for days and days at a time. But apparently it's somewhat common, and I'm working to figure it out. And the FDA has now cleared a Vibrant, which is back to use in August. And doctors are now able to prescribe it. Vibrant is a vibrating pill. It stimulates nerve.
So it like shakes the poop out of you?
I don't know if that or maybe it just like massages gets in there and like. Remember how gyms used to have that thing? It was like it would go around your back. It was like some sort of like a strap and it goes shake your butt. And you just get on. It's that for inside your guts.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I feel like that would be weird, but I'd try anything at this point. In tests, some patients reported being able to feel the pill vibrating.
Whoa. That's weird.
And then
it's like if a bug got in your ear, you can feel it moving around in there. That's what I would compare it to. But I'm in. Sign me up. I should text my doctor and see if this is a thing. I come in tomorrow, everybody.
What's that noise?
About half of us would spend more time at the airport if there were sleep pods. Others would pay up for a fast track through security. And people want gaming zones. Also, spa services. Well, yeah, we all want that everywhere. But the sleep pod thing is interesting. I do wish they had these. I feel like they could make some good money if they had the space for it. And I say this because I'm in airports a lot, so I guess that's why this matters to me. But the only thing I would be weird about would be how clean they were. I need them to be able to pull the whole, it's almost like a clear foam that they put in. You go in, you sleep, you lay. And then when you're done, it's like a string you pull and the whole foam goes, it's all gone. And the next phone goes over the wall.
Like the paper at the doctor's office.
Because you know people are going to be doing it in there. People are going to be using the bathroom on the floor.
For sure.
They got that vibrating pill in their belly. They're going to get out.
Yeah, people are crazy, Amy.
Yeah. But you should also have to pay to get in them or at least put up a deposit.
Yeah, because that's what's going to pay for the sheet change or whatever this is.
No, or it's if you poop in the floor, you don't get it back.
Oh.
That's what that is. Think about walking up and down. If you go to a parking garage, you have to take the stairs. How people just use the bathroom in there.
Oh, man,
that's so true. It stinks.
Like people are disgusting if you give them an opportunity to be. If you charge a deposit, not as disgusting. Well,
those people are mostly drunk. The parking garage people.
I've been there.
Yeah.
People drink at the airport, so.
That's true.
A great point.
That is from PR Newswire. I agree. The sleeping pod thing would be awesome, especially if you get stuck. Although, I'd probably oversleep it.
Miss your flight.
Or just be like, you know, I don't feel like getting up. I'll catch the next one. Lady Gaga is sued for $500,000. Because of her dog. Remember the dog? And the guy was walking it, and he got shot, was in the hospital. She got her dogs back because she said, hey, I'll give anybody the $500,000 that gets me these dogs. The problem is, the person who brought the dogs back is the person who stole it. And so they want their money. She's like, I ain't giving you the money. You're the one that stole the dogs. So I'll read you the story from this version's from Fox News. Lady Gaga's facing a lawsuit from an accomplice in the February 2021 theft of her two dogs that resulted in her dog walker being critically shot and wounded. According to the LA County Superior Court, the woman who returned Gaga's dogs named, well, they don't say her name, asked for the $500,000 reward that she had originally offered. The attorney argued, no questions asked, which that means, okay, even if I stole them, here are the dogs back. You said you wouldn't ask any questions.
Yeah.
Wow.
According to the lawsuit, McBride believes Gaga's no questions asked offer was made with the intent to defraud and induce members of the public, such as the plaintiff, to rely upon it and act. You know, that's the stupidest thing you ever heard.
No.
If you're going to fall for that, you should fall for that because you stole the dogs. You don't get rewarded for stealing the dogs and bringing them back. You don't get $500,000.
So what's cheaper, the lawyer fees or
just pay
the $500,000 painter?
I would not pay her. I don't care if you have a bunch of money and somebody's trying to screw you over, I will go down.
It's principle.
I'll pay all my money.
Well, yeah.
I'm not giving $500,000 to somebody who was in on stealing my dogs.
Good point.
Who got somebody shot and almost died.
Yep.
That's from Fox News. Yes, Amy.
I just would, like, some things I would just want to opt to ignore because it sucks if someone sues you. And it's like, you weren't planning on spending any legal fees. You didn't do anything wrong, but then now you have to...
Well, that's our justice system.
I know, but...
I don't think you can ignore that.
And maybe not justice. That's our legal system because justice would be if it were... If she could go to jail. This is more like a civil deal for money.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. You can sue anybody for any time for anything.
And then you end up having to spend a bunch of money when it's not even your...
Not fair.
A teen winds up in an ambulance after trying to carjack a grandma on her way to chemo. She declined to go on camera, but she's known in her 22nd Street Southeast neighborhood as Grandma to everybody. She was on her way to chemo when a 15-year-old boy tried to carjack her. Quote, next thing I know, he walked up. He said, give me your keys. I got a gun. I said, baby, you better shoot me because you ain't taking my car. The grandma said she called for help, and everybody responded. They came out, caught the kid, and got the
gun.
Held him. Couple shots.
Yeah, held him. So the grandma held her car. It's from WJLA, and... the carjacker left the scene in an ambulance, and they ain't really saying much else about that part of it.
I'm funny.
Here's a car designed for influencers. Oh. Mercedes-Benz unveils its new E-Class, complete with a giant touchscreen, selfie camera, massaging seats, and built-in TikTok app.
Wow.
It's the go-to app for many influencers, says the Daily Mail. And now social media stars can even use TikTok from their cars. Problem with this is, it'd be like a Jeep that put MySpace in it. Eventually, it's not going to be the thing anymore. Now it's stuck in your car forever.
That's so true.
You're like, why you got a picture of Tom on your dashboard? Well, back in the day, MySpace was it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what that is. I would never, it just may be one of the many options, but that this will make the news story. But yeah, it is a Mercedes-Benz E-Class. I don't know what E-Class, is that the, Scoob, is that the nicest Mercedes-Benz?
Yeah, the nicer ones. It's one of those electrical vehicles, I think, too, right?
But is E... And Mercedes, that's a, do you know the classifications?
I don't know them all, but I know S, I think there's S and then there's an E. I think E is like the elite or the exclusive, whatever it's called.
I think you're just making a word that starts with E.
Yeah.
Elite and exclusive.
It sounds like the nicest.
Centric.
Yeah,
eating.
I thought it was the nicest one. I don't know too much about it.
It goes A class, C class, E class, G class, and S class.
Okay, so it's middle.
Okay.
Okay, well.
Oh, thank you, Google.
Exclusively middle.
Succession is ending with its fourth season on HBO, which is sad, but it's also awesome because that means the show will go out still being great. Succession's great. It's a show I didn't think I would like. Everybody told me I'd love it, and I watched like 3 or 4 episodes, and I was like, I don't know. This ain't that good. And then episode 6, I was like, oh, yeah, it's the greatest. It's really one of the best shows. And so they came out over the weekend and said, yeah, we're done after season 4, which is good. It really is good because I love a show that ends strong. Then you always held that place in my heart. Man, a show that kind of sucks for the last couple seasons.
Yeah, you forget about
it. Even like Walking Dead. I loved The Walking Dead. One of my favorite shows ever. It just got...
I gave up.
There was no really definition to it at the end. It was weird. So the last few seasons, I just gave up on it. And I don't like our relationship when it died.
Oh, I'm sorry,
I wish I'd spent more time with it. That's from The Hollywood Reporter. The show will start March 26th on HBO this season, which is coming up pretty quick. Don't want to do anymore. Your teeth are more important than you think when dating. Yeah, we judge people by their teeth for sure. Match.com. A chocolate-loving grandmother gets buried in M&M's and the M&M-themed casket that she designed.
Oh, that's cool.
She kept it in her house for years. Family members came to her funeral dressed as M&M's.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
She loved M&M's.
She did. You know what?
Yeah.
If you ain't hurting kids or animals, let it rock. That's what I say. That's from the Daily Mail. Okay. I think that's good. I do want to say this. That Eddie and myself will be speaking at the Vera Lloyd Centennial Celebration Luncheon in Arkansas in Little Rock coming up on March 15th. And it's Wednesday, March 15th from 11:30 to 1 p.m. Central. And, you know, it's, they help with therapeutic group homes, emergency shelters, care programs, and really been working with a lot of youth for 100 years. But Eddie and I will be there March 15th in Little Rock, 11:30 to 1 p.m. Central. You can get tickets at veralloyd.com if you guys want to come. VeraLloyd.org for a good cause. All right, that's the news.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
Around the room, weekend, high, low. Amy.
High would be on Saturday, my friend was hosting a self-care workshop. So I went, and it was 9 hours of self-care.
9 hours?
What in the world?
That's a lot.
Wow.
Like that's a high.
You care for yourself too much.
Yeah. No, you it was learning. It was actually work.
Maybe that's too much care.
I left tired because you were learning how to best care for yourself, but also left recharged, if that makes sense.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like no kids, no responsibility. It was awesome.
But that was because you had no...
Because I blocked it off. Yeah.
You didn't block them.
Right.
Okay, got it.
Yes. Right. And then the low would be I realized I threw away a check that someone wrote me. And now I'm too embarrassed to ask for them to write another one. It's just...
Anybody here?
No.
Oh, you
y'all don't
ask.
Write checks, do you?
Oh, I haven't seen a check since since Morgan Wallen, 93, referencing that song. It's about the last time I saw a check.
Yeah, it's not for a huge amount, so I think I'm just going to let it go, but still
Ooh,
sucks.
Ooh, I would have somebody ask for you.
Yeah, man. That's money.
Like one of my kids?
No, like... Call with a fake voice. Hey, this is Amy's business manager. It seems that stinks. That's awkward. Hi, low. Hi. Caitlin and I went to, I was exhausted last week. It was a tough week for me in a lot of ways. And so we went and just got a cabin and stayed in, I guess that's East Tennessee. And it was great. It rained the whole weekend, which was even better because then never had to leave. I mean, I probably slept for I probably slept 27 hours in two nights.
Dang, dude.
That's a lot.
I never do that. So the high was I got a bunch of rest. The low was Arkansas lost. It's a tough one. We lost by 3 in Alabama.
Good game, though.
It's a good game. So that was a tough. And then it rained all weekend, but that was fine because then we didn't feel the pressure to have to go out and like explore or find arrowheads or something, you know?
Yeah.
I wasn't up for anyway. So that would be high-low for me for the weekend. Eddie?
So my high is I was at the grocery store the other day and the brisket was on sale. So I got myself like a huge brisket and I was so happy. I haven't smoked it yet. I'll probably smoke it either today or tomorrow, but that's got me really excited.
And low?
My low is my basketball team, Laker Bones. We had the big tournament this weekend and we didn't win one game. We lost both games.
Oh, I thought you were going to win the whole thing now because you had a
I
coach.
I thought so too. Coach. But you know what? My big center guy, my... Big dude. I mean, he gets all my rebounds. He didn't show up, so that was kind of like a tough one.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, man.
Did you get me a medal?
No.
As owner of the team?
Well, one of the parents made the medals, and so they
didn't I funded
make
the whole team. The
yeah, but
the owners always get like championship rings.
Yeah, or the trophy, right?
Oh, like, they didn't win a trophy.
What is it, like
man.
A participation medal?
I'll take it.
Yeah, sorry, dude. You didn't get one.
Lunchbox, Hilo.
I got my Nashville SC soccer jersey, and it was opening weekend for the Major League Soccer season, so I put that jersey on, went to the game, and fireworks, and they won 2-0. It was amazing. Great night. And my low, my wife decided to have people over at 9 a.m. on a Sunday.
Like, why?
What?
Play date for the kids. She's like, I thought it'd be great. And I'm like, 9 a.m.? Why not 11 a.m.?
Did you yell at her like that?
And it was raining outside, yeah, so they couldn't even play outside. So I had 5 kids in the house, just destroy the house. And it's like, wow, this is awesome. So loud at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Pardon me for saying this. They were destroying the house. Anytime you show your house, it looks destroyed already.
Yeah.
Good point.
It really does.
It looks like it's already like been a
natural
disaster.
Yeah, that's true too. But I mean, they destroyed it even more because I mean, there's toys everywhere.
Is it possible to spoil something that's spoiled already? Ruin something that's already ruined? Destroy something that's been destroyed. Hmm. Think about that.
No, that's deep, man.
Yeah, think about that.
Yeah, that's hard. All right. Yeah.
It's crazy how these coughs just sit in. You can't get rid of it. I've had mine 5 weeks now, and it's getting a little less finally. I've tried everything. But, man, once those, like, bronchial get inflamed, there's nothing coming up. It's just, like, nonstop. It is so helpless to have this cough for so long. But you know what? I'm fighting for the people.
Yeah. Good, man.
Yeah.
Don't give it up.
Persevere. No.
And you guys see I'll push the button sometimes, and I'll cough.
Yeah.
You guys see that?
Of course.
That's all. Don't worry about awarding me anything, though. I don't deserve an honor.
Hadn't thought about it.
Okay, just making sure. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Our dear Abby was gone all week last week because she got the COVID. And we were like, how'd she get COVID? Do we have it? Apparently she went on a bachelorette party. Just jet setting, that's what happened?
I don't know where I got it, honestly. Because no one else got it out of the whole group. There were 14 of us.
You're the only
you're
one?
The only
yes,
one.
I was the only one that ever got it.
And then nobody here got it.
No.
So, I don't know what to say how you got it and nobody else did. Did you sneak off for this?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah, hanky-panky.
Like a fella during the trip?
No.
Uh-uh. You had it? No?
No, I really didn't. And we did everything outside, too. So, it's very weird.
How sick were you?
It really wasn't that bad. I had a really sore throat, runny nose, coughing, really tired. But it was like a cold.
You said it wasn't that bad. Then you listed like 7 things that would make it bad.
Well, hey, it wasn't terrible.
Morgan still doesn't have her smell back.
That is wild to me.
And you got COVID what year, what month?
That would be August of 2020.
2020?
2021?
2021
probably. Oh, 2021. Even then, they blur together.
Yeah, a year and a half. That's crazy that you still don't have your smell back. So what does the doctor say about that? That you're just SOL forever?
I've never really asked. I've seen that you can do these like burnt orange things and I've tried some of them, but they haven't helped me.
Burnt orange.
Yeah, there's like these tips and tricks where you could like burn an orange with certain scents and then you put it to your nose and you basically retrain your smell.
Why would you not do that? It seems like that's nothing.
I've tried.
Oh, got it.
It hasn't worked. Mm. So I just kind of gave up. But maybe when I go to my like checkup this year for the doctor, I'll be like, hey, is there anything else that I can take? Maybe medicine?
Isn't that wild? It's been a year and a half.
That's terrible. Crazy.
Abby, so you go to this bachelorette party. There are 13 other girls. Like, what do you guys do?
So we did like a coffee flight. That was really fun. So it's just like 5 different types of coffee, like a latte, macchiato.
Crazy.
Golly, that sounds like
fun. She didn't say she was being wild.
Oh,
guys, relax.
The century.
This is the morning.
Relax.
Yes, it's in the morning. And then we went for a hike up Camelback Mountain, and it was 3 hours. It was like a double black diamond. Wow. So it was like really hard.
Wow. Was everybody able to do it?
Yeah, all of us did it.
Good. That's cool.
I was very impressed that everybody would come along.
And then?
And then we went out that night
Just to a whole bunch of bars. We went to Dirk's. Dirk's was our favorite place, Whiskey Row.
In Arizona?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And we were just like outside. We did like bottle service on it. It was very fancy.
Did you meet any guys?
No, not none that I...
Why are you being weird? If you just want us to think no, that means just say no.
Guys. I Abby, did not meet a guy.
I know, but if I ask that and you really don't want us sniffing around, you just go like, nah. And then we'll believe you. But when you go, Eddie, ask me if I met any guys.
Hey, Bones, did you meet any guys?
No. No.
I don't know why I do that.
No.
I met one guy from Australia.
There we go.
See, there, here we go. Yay.
Nothing you,
okay,
came of it.
Hey, eyeball, eyeball. Pupe to pupe. Ready? You on me?
Yeah, I'm on you.
Did you kiss any guy?
No, I didn't. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Okay, just stop talking.
No.
You can just say no.
Just say no and stop.
She's like the worst criminal ever. I didn't rob the bank. I mean, I never even heard of bank robbery. Okay, I did it.
Really am.
It was a great time?
Yeah, and then the next night, she rented a karaoke room and we sang karaoke, so.
Did you meet a guy then?
Nope. Did not.
Good. Have you met any guys lately at all?
Mm-mm.
Have you been on dates?
Well, I haven't been out, no. I've been to my house, so.
No dates?
Usually like COVID.
Well, the last week you had COVID, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm glad you're better.
Me too. Freedom. I'm so glad to be out. So wild.
She's all right, here. Abby. Thank you. I'm glad you're better.
She found a dude.
Something happened.
Did.
Something happened. I don't know. I'm not pushing. But something happened there. I'm sure we'll hear about it in like 3 weeks when sure. It's like Confession Tuesday.
Yep.
We watched The Last of Us live last night, which we never do. We don't ever wait for TV shows to come on live. Like, who does that? And so we were so anxious to watch the new episode, and we happened to be near a TV, so we watched it. And that's the show on HBO Max. It used to be a video game, but now it's about a guy who's got to get a girl across the country because she may have the cure to a disease, basically. The show is so good. And I waited till I got 4 episodes in because I didn't want to watch one and just be like, oh, I got to wait. So there were 6 up when we started. I watched them all in like a day and a half. It's so good. Amy's now watching it. Don't you love it?
Yeah, I don't know what took me so long.
What episode are you on?
3.
Okay.
So I'm still have a ways to go, which I'm excited about.
There's only 9 in total. Last night, I'm not going to spoil anything. Last night was kind of a flashback episode where they give you more of the story. So I don't want more of the story from flashback, I'll be honest with you.
You'd rather move forward?
Yeah, well, they left us at a point where I was like, okay, crazy a point at the end. And then it's like, but before we tell you what's going to happen, let's flashback. What is this, some kind of radio show tease? Just tell me what's going to happen here. But it was really good.
It is so good. So if you're hearing about it and you're like, maybe I'll check it out later, don't wait. It's so entertaining. Although I will say for me, when the zombies come on, I have to sometimes close my eyes.
So does Caitlin. She doesn't like that part. She's like, oh, or like, because sometimes it's like, boom, pew, 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 guns and stuff.
Yeah.
And she doesn't like that part either, but she loves the show as well.
It's intense.
Yeah, it's our new show. So yeah, check it out. Who's watching it? Except for Amy and I.
Not me.
Not me.
Yeah, come on.
Mike is. Do you have HBO Max?
Yeah, I got it. And I'm telling you, my brother and Forrest keep telling me I need to watch it. You guys keep saying it. Amy now saying it. And so it must be amazing.
It's good.
And I'm just like, I just haven't had time.
I also love the shows like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just love end-of-world stuff.
You do.
So on the show last week, I got a text from somebody, and I didn't know the number, but they were acting like we were friends. And then I did the thing that usually you don't do, where you just go, who is this? That's it. Who is this? And so it was Randy Houser.
Okay, and that's, we guessed him.
That's interesting because there was a catchphrase, right? That we
well,
were like,
good on ya.
He
good
said, Bobby, incredible night Tuesday. Was honored to be a part of your event. Thank you for inviting me and having these amazing artists come together for something so meaningful. Good on ya. Well, then I just tried to call him and see who would answer and then hopefully hear the voice and go right into talking to him. He didn't answer. I said, hey, tried to call you. Great having you at the show, but this is a new phone. Who is this? And it's a new phone.
Yeah, sure. You were in line.
Yeah. And he says, hey, sorry, it's Houser. I was in a meeting when you called. I was like, a cowboy meeting? No, apparently it's a real business meeting. So that's the answer to that. It was Randy Houser. There you go. Let me go over and talk to Bethany in Mississippi, who's on the phone. Hey, Bethany, we appreciate you calling. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, studio.
Morning.
I just wanted to take a minute and say thank you to you, Bobby, for your brief conversation about your complex PTSD. I am also diagnosed with that, non-military PTSD, and, it gave me a lot of comfort knowing that I'm not alone in this fight. Even though I have a great support system, it was very encouraging to hear someone else explain what they're going through with that.
I appreciate the call. I think the struggle with mental health is we do feel very alone because we're the only one dealing with it. in our own head, in our own version, our own situation. Everybody's mental health is completely different. And for a lot of us, myself included, mental health was not a priority. Not that it wasn't a priority. We just didn't know what it was. We didn't know the value of it. We didn't know that if you weren't right up there, it's hard to get right everywhere else. And so for me, it was late in life when I started to go to a therapist. And I'm like, dang, this is really important. How can you be there for other people if you can't even be there for yourself? On and on. And so, yes, it is something that I've struggled with. Just this job at times has been an S show in my life where I've been attacked or jumped or have a house broken into or death threats. And so because of that, there were times where I couldn't even close my eyes for more than a few seconds without seeing somebody attacking me. Or at nighttime, every single person I would hear behind me, I would think they were coming to attack me. You know why? Because I'd had a gun to my head once from behind. I'd been jumped at work and had to run. But yes, mental health is so important. And I know at times you could get nauseous with me saying that, but I've only learned it in the last 10 years and how important it is and how everything's got to be in line and it starts there. But it's also great. You have a great support system, right? It does feel like we're going through it alone.
Lucky.
Yeah. I mean, every situation is its own and good luck to everybody fighting through stuff. And sometimes mine is in a place where it's not great, but it's so not great that I don't want to talk to anybody about it, which is kind of its own problem because you should. So, you know, I'm going back to my therapist, not this week, a little too busy, which should never be a thing.
Oh, man.
I know, it should never be a thing. I'm keeping it real here. So I'm off this week, back next week.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Massachusetts. A man pulled up in the drive-thru of Wendy's, ordered a large Coke, some fries, and some chicken nuggets. He gets to the window, and the employee hands him a medium drink. So he shoots the employee in the shoulder. Hmm.
Okay, this is a lesson, too, also, for a road rage, right? This guy's an idiot. You can't shoot people. Obviously, it was about a drink. You shouldn't even shoot people about a burger or a chicken sandwich, even if you elevate it.
Yeah, fries.
You just don't know who has a gun in their car.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I was driving. I don't get road rage. Somebody cuts me off. I'm just like, yeah, cool. I do get competition rage sometimes because I believe I have I don't drive fast, but I believe I have the fastest car on the road. I do. I don't know anybody who would argue with me for the most part that doesn't think I have the fastest car on the road. Top 99.9%. Would you agree?
No, you probably do, yeah.
Right. But I don't like to go fast. I've never like, let's see how fast this thing can go. So this car drove up beside me and was doing the hun, hun, hun.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. You better get going.
And Caitlin's next to me. I have no interest in racing somebody for the sake of racing. Hun, 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 hun. But it wasn't the racing thing that hit me. It was the competition or somebody trying to make me look inferior.
Yeah.
In front of my girl.
That's like Fast and the Furious.
Well,
that's
so right. Then nine. What'd you do?
Well, then I heard the light start to change. Boop.
There's a girl
boop,
with a flag.
And in my mind, we're racing for pinks.
Yeah.
So and so I just jumped off the line three or four paces ahead and then let off. Because I wasn't racing. I wasn't going to have a wreck.
Hey, but you beat him,
I jumped
though.
Off the line and that was it. And I think he knew what was up.
Yeah, I never did that again.
I feel that disrespect sometimes in the Altima.
Yeah.
Yeah, when people pull up and they look at me and they're like, oh, this guy's got nothing.
No, I think they're like, do you need to ride, sir? Also, speaking of the road rage thing, I had somebody pull. Traffic was bad, and everybody's trying to get into one lane from both sides, right? It's like a combination, and you go, they go. You go, they go. As long as nobody's like cheating, you go, they go. Well, this truck was trying to cheat in front of me, and this car wouldn't pull up. And the truck started honking at the car ahead of me. Well, the car looks back at me and flips me off. I wasn't honking.
Oh.
I don't honk. And so I put my hands up like that wasn't me, but I think she thought I was saying,
no. What up?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, I'm right? Honking. What are you going to do
she
about
didn't
it?
She didn't want to race, though. Trust me. But she was ahead of me in traffic. And I'm like, hands up. And then she looked at me again, and she flips me off again and puts it closer to my car.
And then?
Competition starts to go. So I start honking at her.
Oh. But you didn't do anything.
I never started it. Okay. So then she starts flipping me off with two hands like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because she's sitting there. She's going, doo-doo-doo-doo.
Did she wave him?
It's a woman who's flipped me off. And the back of her window is all these like free love, like hippie stuff. She was two middle fingers deep in me.
She was having a bad day.
Yeah, she lost her peace.
So I shouldn't have done that because she could have had a gun.
Oh, that's the whole point.
You never know who's going to have a gun in their car because he shot someone over a drink. All right, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Now it's time for the good news countdown.
It's the good news countdown. Counting down the biggest good news stories across the land.
We'll start with number three.
Number three.
A 10-year-old girl in Pennsylvania named Olive plays violin. She recently wrote her first song. Her mom was so proud, she posted the hand-drawn sheet of music online. She said, hey, can anyone play this and tell me if it's any good? She wrote this, and she plays it, but I'd like to hear somebody that's actually a trained musician play it. So here is a professor and his orchestra who saw who saw this. And this is written by 10-year-old Olive Wallace. Enjoy.
Wow.
I mean, that's good.
But also the whole orchestra is involved.
Yeah.
Which is way different than just one violin.
They're like, who wrote this?
That's super cool they would do that. Which, by the way, the name of that is For Greatness We Bring.
Dang.
Written by a 10-year-old. I know. All right, let's go. Next one.
Number two.
A young boy out of Canada had a huge smile after hearing his family for the first time because of his cochlear implants. Here is the moment that 4-year-old Sawyer was able to hear his family for the first time in his life.
Hi. Can you hear?
I love you.
What do you think? Wow. Are you happy? Yes.
That's awesome. Luckily, he didn't go, oh, take him out.
Yeah.
That was good. Not hearing you guys. That's a great one. All right, one more.
Number one.
A guy in Missouri got a new kidney last week and didn't know who the donor was until right after the surgery when his daughter walked in the room in a hospital gown. She's an adult, but he told her she was too young and that he didn't want her to do it. So she went behind his back and kept it a secret for 8 months.
Uh-oh. Wow.
And gave him the kidney.
She's in trouble, huh?
She's grounded. She's officially been grounded. Her nose is in the corner. That is the Good News Countdown.
That was
the Good News Countdown.
Hope everybody had a great day today. Show's pretty good today. What are you doing the rest of the day? Anything? I have my calendar up as well. I'm asking you.
Oh, well, you go ahead. I don't have mine up.
They set me up on these. They're like dates, but with companies.
Wait, what?
Oh, okay.
Or like with people that own production companies. Mm-hmm. And so I recently made some big changes. And so now I'm doing all these. It feels like online Zoom dating, but they're all like people that run production companies. And so I have two of them, and they're really uncomfortable because there's no reason to be there for either one of us except to say hi. And so they're like, hey, we want you to, I'm not going to say who, but I have a couple of them today, one with a pretty big company. They're like, we want you to meet this guy. We'll call him Jim because that's his name. We want you to meet Jim and just see what happens. See if you guys hit it off. Maybe you want to work on a project. And it's just, I've done like 20 of these at this point. You turn, Zoom, you get in there like, what's up, man? Hey, man, nothing.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a nice shirt. Bizarre.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's bizarre. It's tough. And I hate seeing it on my calendar, but I know I got to do them.
But you have good advice for people sometimes when they call in their first dates. So what do you do?
We go all the way. We go immediately.
Yeah. Wow, that's cool.
I'm like, what do you want to see? When I get on, I already in my head have a plan of what I'm going to talk about and how I'm going to make it seem like I didn't have a plan. It already what I had to talk about.
Oh.
And people like to have questions asked about them. It doesn't matter who you are.
That's true.
People love to answer questions about themselves. So it turns into me just basically doing an interview, but them feeling like, wow, he's really attentive.
Huh.
So that's it.
Oh, man.
And then I'm naked. And I got to work out at 3. You hitting it with me today?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
All right. Amy, did you have anything you wanted to say or no about that?
No, I mean, good luck. I can't wait to see what unfolds.
Nothing will from these meetings.
Nothing. You've already had how many?
20, like 20. But it's not about from the meetings. It's about when something happens 6 months or 12 months from now. Yeah. And they're like, oh, you know that awkward guy that got on and was naked?
Yeah.
He would be great. So it's that, right?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones, y'all.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.